Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. I'm here this morning with my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was just telling them as we were prepping how much I enjoy doing this with them on Saturday morning. I told them that I think it keeps me young, and they laughed. But it's okay because I do enjoy it. They give me good energy. These are wonderful young people, and I'm just enjoying having the opportunity to work with them. We are glad to have you with us this morning, and we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us and to be a part of the Junior Giants Speaks experience. Our program is growing. We have been in action, in operation now for going on 3 years, and we have been blessed with outstanding young people. I want to thank their parents this morning for, first of all, allowing us the opportunity to work with them and for ensuring that they are prepared to be on the programs each time. We are a growing program. We are growing in all different areas, and we are anticipating the upcoming year as we will be really going out into the community, if the Lord will. We're going to minister to other children and share with them the things that we're learning. So we're excited this morning about Junior Giants Speaks. This morning we are, because we are going into the holiday season, we are going to be looking at Thanksgiving, and we know that we should be thankful every day. That is a given. God is good to us every day, so there's a necessity for us to give him thanks and show our appreciation to him. But our country has set aside a specific day of the year, which is the fourth Thursday in November, to make sure that we set aside time to give God thanks or to be thankful. And so today we're going to look at Thanksgiving and being thankful. I know as a child I used to love Thanksgiving because I loved being in the kitchen with my mom and learning how to prepare the meals that we were going to have for that day. And she always had something special that she was going to present to the family. And I just always enjoyed being in the kitchen with her, smelling the aromas, and couldn't wait to eat the food. But I had nibbled so while I was in the kitchen with her, by the time I got to the table, I wasn't too hungry. But I tried my best to eat all I could eat. But I love this time of season, and I want our children to, today what they're going to do is they're going to share with you what it is that they enjoy about Thanksgiving. And they're going to tell us 5 things that they're thankful for and how they show their appreciation. And it's important for us to be thankful because we have to realize God doesn't have to be as good to us as he is, but he loves us so much that he's so good to us. And other people don't have to be kind or be our parents or our family. They don't have to be anything. They don't have to do anything, but they do it because they love us. And because they do it, we need to make sure that we show our thanks or our appreciation for the things that they do. So this morning we have 4 of our Junior Giants with us. I'm going to start with, but I want to have a conversation with them because they're very active, and I want to kind of see what they're doing in their own personal lives. I want to start with Miss Almeda. Almeda, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. I know you were in a talent show on last week. How did that go?
It went well. I made 4th place.
Say that again.
It went well. I made 4th place.
What did you do in the talent show?
I sung with my friends.
Okay. And I even heard about your talent show on the radio, so you all must have really done a good job.
Yes, we did.
Okay. What other things are you involved in school?
May I please repeat that again?
Say that again.
May you please repeat that?
What else are you doing in school?
I do chorus. I do our newscast. And that's about...
I heard you just
I do student council.
Yes. And you just became the treasurer of student council?
Yes.
That's very good. Very good. Okay. Maya, are you involved in things in school? What's been going on with you?
Can you say that again?
I know what kind of things are you involved in? I know you've been playing ball. So talk to me about what you've been doing.
I'm doing STEM Diva. And STEM Diva is when you actually do technology and stuff for little girls.
Okay. So are you still playing ball?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I talked with your grandfather, and he says you are a basketball whiz. So are you into technology? You enjoy that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did you like about it?
It's cool because it's a lot of ways you can talk to people and like some connect. You can connect with them very easily, and I know how to get on the internet and stuff and how to close it and stuff.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Jacob, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. What kind of things are you involved in?
I'm in a STEM program, and I'm in a band.
Okay, what instrument do you play?
Clarinet.
Okay, you have a big event coming up next weekend?
No, today.
Oh, it's today. That's right, it's today. So you have to do your show and keep on moving today, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now tell me about the other program that you're in.
STEM.
What is that?
It's like a technology program.
So you enjoy technology too, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Jason.
Yes.
Tell me what you've been up to. How are you doing?
Good.
You're doing good?
Yes.
And are you involved in new programs? What have you been doing?
Since football season ended, I've been getting a lot more time. And Jacob reminded me that I also do also play the clarinet, and I'm trying out for district honor band December the 5th. I also want to join junior beta club, which you have to have like straight A's, and then you have to do this test and all that sort of stuff, and maybe 4-H.
Okay, I love that you guys are involved. That means you're nice thinking young people. And do I have Simeon on here this morning?
Yes.
Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me, Simeon, some things you've been up to lately.
Well, football season just ended, and now I have more time to play my violin.
So you're playing violin. Okay. I used to play the violin. So are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Good. And what else are you doing?
Well, that's basically it for now.
Okay. For now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to, now that we've been updated on what the young people are doing, I want to go on and get started with the show. And I just want you to know that these are going to be young people that are going to change the world. They're going to change their corner of the world and do great things. They've already started. They're involved. They're learning. And so there's going to be nothing that God is going to withhold from them because they're walking up right before him. So we're going to go on and get started with our program. This is our Thanksgiving show. And we're going to get started with Jason. Jason?
Yes.
Are you ready this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead with your show, with your story, please.
I enjoy family time during Thanksgiving. Here are a couple reasons why. One, to me, it's like an unofficial family reunion, and I love family time. Two, it's a time where all your, so is Christmas, but all your worries just get carried away in a river of candy to me. And three, it allows veterans such as my dad to come back for Thanksgiving. And I haven't seen him in 6 months, I believe. I haven't seen him in a long time. Number four, it's a natural bonding time. And number five, it's a time where you could eat as much food as you want without getting in trouble. And that's why I enjoy Thanksgiving.
Five things that you're thankful for.
Okay. One, it's an unofficial family reunion, and I love family time. It's where all your worries get carried away. Number three, it allows veterans, such as my dad, to come back for Thanksgiving. Four, it's a natural bonding time. And five, it's where you can eat as much food as you want without getting in trouble. And that's why I enjoy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you put yours all together. I see. I'm sorry. Good job. What's your favorite food?
I'd have to say the macaroni or sweet potato.
Okay. Who does all the cooking?
My dad, some parts of my family bring food over, like macaroni salad. But mainly my dad.
Okay. But Jason, thank you for your report. We are going to have a question of the day, so hang on there. We're going to keep going this morning. And I'm going to go to Almeda. Almeda, can you tell me, hold on, there we go. Almeda, can you tell me, give me your story. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and radio, and my name is Almeda Southall. This week we are talking about Thanksgiving and why we are thankful. I'm thankful for a nice family, friends that care about me, a good education, a roof over my head, and food to eat. I'm thankful for these things because some people that are my age don't have these things. Some people are on the street with no home and live their lives searching for food. I'm thankful for God because He died so that we could live. If he didn't do what he did, we wouldn't be alive this very day. This is Junior Diet. I'm Almeda Southall. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Almeda. Tell me what you guys do on Thanksgiving. Do you have anything that you do special?
Well, not really. Sometimes my mom makes apple pie on her own rather than going to the store.
Okay.
But about it.
So what is your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Mac and cheese and ham.
Mac and cheese and ham. Okay. That sounds good. Y'all are making me hungry. Okay. Thank you for your report, Almeda. I appreciate it. Well done.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep on going. Now we're going to go to Mr. Simeon. How are you doing, Simeon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. I'm very happy to hear from you. You've been on hiatus for a while playing football. What position did you play?
I play running back and linebacker.
Okay. All right. Well, we're happy that you were able to come back to us. I missed you. Go ahead with your report.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Sylvia Spade, and today I will be talking about what I like about Thanksgiving and what I'm grateful for. What I enjoy about Thanksgiving is the food and talking about what I'm thankful for and spending time with my family. Five things I am thankful for is God, my family, my friends, my life, and essential things to live, like food and water. I am thankful for all these because I can't live without them. I show appreciation to my parents and friends and everybody else by helping them when they need things or helping them cook around Thanksgiving time. And I also say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in my family during Thanksgiving. This is Simeon Span reporting to you.
Okay. Thank you, Simeon Span. And what is your favorite food, Simeon?
Either mac and cheese or ham or turkey.
Y'all like that mac and cheese, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So who does the most cooking in your family?
Well, everybody pitches in, but my great-grandmother does most of it.
Okay. That's nice that you still have your, you not only have your grandparents, but you have your great-grandparents, right?
Yes.
That's a blessing. Okay, good job. We're going to keep on going, and we're going to go to Miss Maya. And Maya, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. So are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so go right ahead with your story.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Amaya Baldwin, and I'll be doing a report about Thanksgiving. What I enjoy about Thanksgiving is that we have food to eat, and I get to see the rest of my family, and also meet some of them for the first time. The first thing that I'm grateful for is my family, and I show my appreciation by giving them hugs and kisses, like showing love. The second thing that I'm grateful for is food. I show my appreciation by eating it, of course. The third thing that I'm grateful for is God. We would have nothing without him, and I show my appreciation to him by talking to him and praising him. My fourth thing that I'm grateful for is my teachers. That's how I got smart. I show my appreciation by asking questions and thanking them for helping me. Last but not least, my parents. I show my appreciation by going out with them and say I love you every single day.
All right, I like that report. So you like your teachers. Do you enjoy school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's a good thing. That does help you be smart. All right. And so what is your favorite food during Thanksgiving?
Same thing as how Mita said, cheese, macaroni and cheese and ham.
Okay. Macaroni and cheese. And who does the majority of the cooking in your family for Thanksgiving?
My grandmother.
Okay. And that's good food, I bet. I know it is.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for your report. We're going to go now to... Jacob, I'm sorry. Jacob, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good. And so are you ready for your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, everybody that is listening. My name is Jacob Southall, and I'm here to talk about how I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. What I am thankful for about Thanksgiving is the food, my family, and for us to cooperate and for us to have a good time. All right. I like seeing my mom wake up in the morning and cooking her famous dishes like that and stuff like that. I am grateful because God has all brought us together to let us cooperate and also get along. What I mostly like about Thanksgiving is the food, because my mom makes some of the best dishes. And this is Jacob Sada, and this concludes my review.
So, Jacob Southall, what is your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
What'd you say again?
What is your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Mama.
Jacob?
Yes.
What is your favorite food?
I'm not. I'm taking. my mom's mac and cheese.
Your mom's mac and cheese?
Yes. My mother's mac and cheese.
Okay. So everybody seems to be enjoying mac and cheese. Now, I guess we lost Simeon. We're going to come up with the question of the day, but before we do that, we're going to have a musical break so somebody can get the giggles out, and we can go on. The musical guest that we're going to, let's see, who do we want to do this morning? We're going to do our pastor. One time we had, she was one of our musical guests, so we're going to play her song on this morning, What You Getting High For? Now, I'm assuming that none of my children that are listening to this are getting high, but just in case you are, or you know those that do get high, I want you to listen to the song, and then I want you to stop it. Ask God to help you. But here's Dr. Carolyn Benson with What You Getting High For.
Spirit is upon me, and he hath anointed me to rap. Let me tell you about some guys I know. They was sitting in the back of the church. Once they souls was white as snow, but now they lips is black. Been smoking weed, I've been told. I really don't know why. They used to dance, sing and shout from a spiritual high. The Lord said, what you getting high for?
What you getting high for? What you wanna die for?
What you wanna die for?
like we were having technical difficulties there at the end, and it sounded horrible. So we're going to turn that off, and we're going to keep on moving. We're going into the second portion of our show this morning. But that was my pastor's co-pastor, Dr. Carolyn Benson, in her most recent CD, which is What You Get in HIFO. And she said she felt like she could do it, sing to young people, because God would give her the boldness that she needed to say what needed to be said. And so we're grateful to have her on our show. We're moving right along. We're going to come up with the question of the day. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you before we went to our little break, but that means you're going to have to be quick thinkers for the question of the day. And the question of the day is regarding Thanksgiving, or maybe just the holiday season. A lot of this season is surrounded by giving and giving to other people and not being selfish. And so I want to ask the Junior Giants, when it comes in an opportunity to share with somebody in need, who would you choose to share with, and what is it that you would share? If you had to pick somebody out of the whole world to share something with, it could be somebody famous. It could be somebody in your family. It could be somebody that you know or that you don't know. If you could choose to share with somebody something of value, what would you share and who would you share it with? And I want you to think of that, because I'm going to talk a little bit and give you time to think what your answer would be. If you could share with anybody on earth, who would you share with and what would you share? Because everybody has something to give, and we need to understand that we all have something to give. Our young people are, I'm very proud of the Junior Giants, because I do believe that they are outstanding young people, and I want them to understand that the value that God has put in them and everything that God has invested in them, they are chosen by the hand of God, and that's a big deal. But we are chosen not for ourselves, not so somebody can say, ooh, look at you, you're doing good, but we are chosen because God wants us to do some work for him. He wants us to work in his vineyard or work in the kingdom. And so we need to find our spot. The children need to find their spot. You may not go around the world and preach the gospel right now, but there's something that you can do to minister to other people. And so that is part of what Junior Giants is about. It's opening up an avenue for the young people to see what they're good at and see how they fit into God's kingdom, because everybody has a place in the body of Christ. So we're going to get ready to do our question of the day. But I do want to say we are continuing to recruit Junior Giants. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be willing to speak up, and we can deal with some shyness. But if you get on the radio and you just can't talk, that's probably not going to work. But they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12 and willing to try some new things. You can reach me by phone at the number 678-516-5570. Or you can contact me through our webpage, which is JuniorGiantsSpeaks.com. JuniorGiantsSpeaks.com. You can also send me an email at juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. And either one of those ways, but telephone is probably quicker. For those of you who are listening, and I see we have some listeners this morning, for those of you who are listening, I need you to know that it's easier to just give me a call, and we can get your child set up if you're interested in having your child or your grandchild be a part. It doesn't really matter where you live. We are based out of Douglasville, Georgia, which is right outside Atlanta. But you can live anywhere, basically anywhere in the world, and be a part of Junior Giants because of this wonderful thing called the Internet, and you can connect in with us through the computer. So if you're interested in your child becoming a part of Junior Giants Speak, don't hesitate to give me a call, and we can begin the process of having them become a Junior Giant reporter. Okay, Junior Giants, are you all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed silence. But our question of the day is, if you could share with anybody, who would you share with and what would you share? And do I have any volunteers to go first?
I'll go first.
Go right ahead.
Who would I share this gift? Well, what is the gift? I would share the gift of God because you cannot put a price on God. Like salvation and mercy, that was a gift. You can't repay that. It's like giving a birthday gift to your friend. You don't expect them to give you something back. You just do it just because, and that's how God works. And who would I share it with? I would share it with I would try to share it with the most corrupted, but the person who needs it most. It could be the homeless man down the street. It could be the richest man in the world, but whoever needs it most.
Okay. And why would you share God?
Well, a lot of people need it, and that's just one of the things that the world needs, God. And if, to me, in my mind, I don't know what you could share to, if I wanted to share a burger, say if I want to share a burger with a homeless man, yes, he could eat, but would that necessarily bring him out of what he's going through? Or no one could do that. That's why I can't really explain it. Help me explain, but.
You did good. Okay. That's a good one. Let's keep going. Maya, what would you share and who would you share it with? What would you share and who would you share it with?
I would share food and clothing and Jesus, and I would share it to homeless people.
Okay. And why those things?
Because they need Jesus so they can be good and have a good life and to believe that they will have a good life and to trust him.
Okay. Are you nervous? Do you get nervous? Have you ever shared Jesus with somebody else? Have you talked to somebody else about Jesus?
I'm not nervous at all when I tell them.
Good. That's good. That's called holy boldness. I love it. Good job. Okay. Simeon, tell me what you would share and who would you share it with?
Well, I would share food and fresh water for all the homeless, well, not homeless, but all the kids in Africa that don't have food and fresh water.
I like that. Why?
Because you need essential things like water and food to survive, and some of the stuff down there isn't fresh, so they would need fresh things to keep them alive.
Okay. All right, those are good things to share. Miss Anita.
Hello?
Anita?
Okay. If I had the money, I would give the money to some of the people at church that can't supply for, well, not calling anybody out, for people that don't have what they need to keep their family with, have their family with nutrients and the supplies that they need to live.
Okay. So you said the people at church?
Yes.
Okay. Why those people?
Because, well,
hello?
Well, they're God's people, so.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what would you share, and who would you share it with?
I was the first one.
Oh, I mean Jacob. I'm sorry. I keep getting the J's mixed up this morning. Jacob?
Yes?
Who would you share? What would you share, and who would you share it with?
Well, I would share my mother's mac and cheese. And I would share it with, I don't know, like homeless people off the street that need food. Stuff like that.
Okay, you were in a funny mood this morning, are you not?
I am.
So you would share mac and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that I want you all to know is that it is important for you to learn how to share. And when you share, I like the one about Africa because it is essential. While God is probably what everybody needs, without a doubt, he's what everybody needs. You sometimes, before you can talk to somebody about God, you have to meet their basic needs. And if they're drinking dirty water, and if the water's dirty, that means the food is dirty because you need the water to help you prepare the food. If that's dirty and it's making them sick, that needs to be addressed before you share or help them in any other way because they can't hear you when their bellies are hurting. So that was very good. I like that one. But I like that you all want to share God because our world is in need of God very badly. And so it's a good thing for you to present God to those who need him and who are trying to live or think that they're living without him, because in reality no one is living without God. So you all, those were good answers, and they're very unselfish. I'm not too sure about the mac and cheese, but that's what Jacob wants to share. He must be really liking his mom's mac and cheese. I'm going to have to talk to her about that. But you all did a good job this morning. I want you to practice being thankful. So I'm going to give you an assignment. So if you can, go get a piece of paper and a pencil. And I'm going to give you an assignment. And for those of you who are listening, this is also an assignment that you can do. So I'm going to give you a second to get your paper and your pencils so you can write down this assignment. For our assignment, today's date is the 15th. Thanksgiving is in 12 days. What your assignment is every day for the next 12 days. And for those of you who I'll see, I want you to show me that you did this. If you don't see me, I need you to email it to me. Your assignment is for the next 12 days, I need you to write down three things that you're thanking God for. You cannot repeat yourself from day to day. So if on tomorrow you say, I'm thankful for my family, for my church, for my friends, come Monday you cannot use those same three things. And the reason is because there are so many things in your life to thank God for. So I need you to go past repeating yourself. You're not allowed to repeat yourself. And for the next 12 days up until Thanksgiving, your assignment is to write down at least, you can do more if it comes to you, at least three things that you are thankful for. The reason that we do this is when we can be thankful for God, to God, every day, it helps our mood, it helps us to be in a better mood. It helps us to think clearer because we're not complaining. And it just gives us a heart of appreciation toward God, which God loves. So for the next 12 days, your assignment is to write down three things, at least three things, that you are thankful to God for. And you cannot repeat them, those things, within the 12-day span. Does any of my reporters have a question about that?
No.
I'm just making sure. So each day, we have to write at least three things we're thankful for. The next day, we have to write another at least three, but we cannot repeat from the previous day.
Right. You just can't copy the same thing from day to day. So if on day one you said you were thankful for your family, on day 10 you can't tell me your family or any other day within these 12 days. You have to come up. So total 3 times 12, you ought to have 36 things by Thanksgiving that you have come up with that you are thankful for.
Does this include today?
You start tomorrow, so that makes 12 days.
Okay.
Three things. And you can give me more than three things because God is doing more than three things for you. And so,
yes.
So you can give me more than three. And so, at least three. And I want you guys to bring those to me and let me see what you're doing. Okay. Jacob?
He's out right now.
Is he getting ready to go do a show?
Yes.
His program?
Yes.
Okay, tell him we said we're praying for him.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting ready to close today's show. Did anyone have any more questions?
Wait. So, three a day?
Three a day and not the same ones.
Okay,
and I do have a question for each one of my junior giants. Have any of you all seen the movie God Is Not Dead?
No. Well, I think Jacob has.
No.
Wait, no, he hasn't. Jacob
no.
hasn't.
That's interesting.
No one's seen it?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what the... I think that's what the activity is going to be. I'm going to have you guys over to my house. We're going to watch that movie, God Is Not Dead, and we'll have our meeting and we'll eat. You guys can tell me what it is you want to eat. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because one of the things about this movie, God Is Not Dead, is about the courage that this young man has about God, and this is the courage I want you all to develop, and I think you have it. But I just want it to be strengthened. So that's what we're going to do. Okay.
I have a question.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
When are we going to do this?
When are you going to do what?
Come over to your house and watch the movie.
You know how we used to do the Christmas program, Christmas party? We're going to do it instead of that, but it's going to be fairly soon. Within the next couple of weeks. So I will get with your parents to find out what your schedules are.
Okay.
Is it the week of Christmas?
Probably not.
Okay. But can we still bring them?
Can you still what?
Like, since we're not having the party, can we at least still bring the cookies?
Okay. You still want to do cookies? The cookie exchange?
Yeah, like, we can do, like, a mixture.
You know what? The OGs
we can do, like, a mixture in a way.
Okay, but you know what? The OGs want to come to the, if we have a cookie exchange.
Who? OGs.
The OGs.
The
older
guys. The OGs are the original giants.
The original giants.
So
the
older ones that came last year.
Yeah.
But we'll work it out. We can still do the cookies, and I'll let you guys know whether they're going to get to come or not. I don't think so, though. But we'll work it out, okay?
That's the ones that do the help with the website and everything.
Say that again?
Led, the ones that help you with the website.
Yes, they are.
That's the original Giants.
Oh, I didn't know they were still doing that. I'm sorry.
Okay, not so much now because they've gotten busy with what they're doing. But we'll talk about that because I need to transfer that so that you guys can start looking at learning how to do that. Because eventually my junior Giants will host this show, not I. That's something we're looking toward. But that's enough of our meeting on the air. We're going to finish out our show. I want to thank everyone that has listened in this morning. Please forgive us for our business. We slipped into a business meeting right there. That's usually done on a conference call. But I want to thank everybody that is listening in. I want to thank God for my junior Giants. So some of the things that I'm thankful for since I gave them that assignment, I am thankful to God for the gift of the junior Giants and how he has allowed that to flourish. I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my health. I'm thankful for peace in my mind. And I am thankful for a relationship with God. And as you enter into the Thanksgiving season, I want you to practice being thankful through the exercise that the children were given each day for the next 12 days. Write out three things, at least three things, that you're thankful for, and see if it doesn't make you feel better to think about being thankful, and it will. I want you guys to enjoy your families, enjoy your traditions, and have a happy Thanksgiving. We will talk to you on the first Saturday of December. God bless you all. We're going to go out of here with a song called Hello by Sean Locke. Goodbye.
Hello, I know you're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position, and those dreams that you long left fade away were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, don't play it safe. The key to your freedom is in your faith, and here's where it all meets face to face. Now this moment in time won't be erased. And look to the sky, a heartbeat away with seconds to fly. Love is on your side. This is a chance, the moment is now. I know you've been waiting to turn it around. Just step aside and just hold it, and you'll figure out there's so much more to who you are right now. Hello. Settling for her. And I'd say that it all could change today. There's something about amazing grace. There is hope for the hopeless, for the fallen, for the fearless. I'm going all in. My arms stretched to the broken one. In the shadow of the dark, never seen the sun. So take a deep breath and look to the sky. A heartbeat away with seconds to fly. Love is on your side. This is your chance. The moment.
Having difficulty with our music on today. We want to thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And I want to thank the parents for allowing me to have the children for this hour. You all have a wonderful holiday. God bless. Bye-bye.